Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. May our learning be a merit. Le'ilui nishmas. Ye'ira chai and achama bracha le'a shalom. Bas David Mordechai. We are, what is Maseches Midos, the final Masechet of Kadshim here in the printing of Talmud Bavli. On Daf. Lamed. We are on Daf Lamed Heyam Beis. We are up to the third chapter here in Maseches Midos. So, Maseches Midos till now has been teaching us all about the dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash, the different gates to the Azara, gates to the Temple Mount, different structures within the Azara, different rooms. And now in this chapter, we actually get into the Mizbeach and the Ulam. We know that we look at all these beautiful diagrams that we have in the different Gemaros. This is a nice picture of the second Beis Hamikdash. Again, the Temple Mount was a square. The southern side was where you had most of the empty space, 250 amos. Next largest amount of empty space was on the east. Then you had a little bit on the north, and then a little bit less on the west. So when you would come into the Ezras Nashim, this first square is the Ezras Nashim. You then get to Shaar Nicanor, the special gate. You go through Shaar Nicanor, you're in 11 Amos that are called Ezras Yisrael. Then there are steps leading up to a new area of the Azara called Ezras Kohanim. Then you get to the Mizbeach. Next to the Mizbeach you have hooks, and tables, and pillars. That's called Beis Mitbachayim, the area of the slaughtering. Past that you have the area called Beina Ulam LaMizbeach. That's where you actually have the Kiyor, as we're going to learn in today's chapter. And then you get to the Ulam. The Ulam is the first building. It's the antechamber. So the end of the parak is going to talk about the structure of the ulam and the beams within the ulam. Okay, so let's start. Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Daf Lamed Hey, Amid Beis. First starting to talk about the Mizbeach. HaMizbeach, the outer Mizbeach. Haya Shloshim Ushtayim al Shloshim Ushtayim. Now we're going to see it's not exactly precise, but the way the Mizbeach was built, it was built by three boxes. First, there was a box, amma tall, and 32 amma wide by 32 amma length. That box was then filled in with dirt, Mizbach Adama, dirt, earthenware, stone. On top of that box, a second box was placed, which was only 30 amos by 30 amos. This second box was 5 amos tall, and that was also filled in with fill, with dirt and earthenware and stones. Then on top of that third box, on top of the second box, a third box was placed. This box was now smaller than that. This box was 28 amma by 28 amma. On the top of the third box, there were four corners. These were kronos. Each corner was an amma. And then past the kronos, there was a groove within that area to enable the kohanim to walk. Makom hiloch hakohanim, a path for the kohanim to walk. So it comes out that the total amount of space for the ma'arachos, for the different fires, was 24 amos by 24 amos. Okay. 24 amos by 24 amos? No. An amma is either a foot and a half, according to Rav Chaim Noah. According to the Chazon Ish, it's closer to 2 feet. It's 1.9 feet. According to the Me'iri, the amos of the Beis HaMikdash were larger because it's Beis HaMikdash. It's like royal. He probably has it at close to 5 feet each amma. But
what was the size of the shul?
It's very big. The Mizbeach is very big. Okay, so now let's go into the Mishnah inside. HaMizbeach HaYoshloshim U'Shtayim HaShloshim U'Shtayim. So the bottom base of the Mizbeach was made out of a box that was 32 amos long, 32 amos wide. Now the truth is we're going to see that that's not fully accurate. That's only on two sides. One side was 32 amos long, the other side was 32 amos long. But on the other two sides, this box disappeared, because the yisod, the foundation, only went actually one amma on each of those extra sides. We're going to see that later in the Mishnah. So it was really, parts of the box are 32 amos, but parts of the box really are only 31 amos. So this is the yisod. Ala amma, it went up an amma. V'chanas amma, it went in an amma. So there was a step, an amma tall and an amma in. Zewa yisod, that's the yisod. Then there's the second box on top of it, which was nimtza shloshim al shloshim. The second box was 30 amos long, 30 amos on the next side, 30 amos on the next side, 30 amos on the next side. It was a full box of 30 by 30. This second box, ala chamish, would go up 5 amos, and then again, the chanas amma, give in another space of an amma, nimtza shloshim al shloshim, which is a full 30 by 30. I'm sorry, ala chamish, it went up 5, and then v'chanas amma went into an amma, and then you have the third box on top. So this area of the second box, between the second and the third, zeh sovev, that's called the sovev. And now, after you have the sovev, after going in another amma, then you had a third box whose dimensions are 28 by 28. So the third box is nimtza esim u'shmona al esim u'shmona. On that third box, you have another two amos taken away. Makom hakranos, you have the space for the corners. Amma mizeh v'amma mizeh, each corner takes up an amma. So now you're down to, let's say, 27 by 27. Plus, you have the area of the walking around the kranos, that's called makom hiluch hakohanim, that was a little path, that was another amma, that was an indentation. Actually, it was two amos. It was two amos from the wall till the floor of the mizbeach. So one of those two amos was filled by the keren, then you had another amma of the path. And so nimtza, so it comes out from what was 28 to 28 is now nimtza. Well, let's say like this, right? If you have a box that's 28 by 28, right? And I have a corner here which takes up one amma. So now on this side, it's only 27. I have another corner here that takes up an amma. Now I only have 26. So now it's 26 by 26, because on each side, the keren takes off an amma. And in addition to that, there was another amma of makom hiluch rak v'kohanim, a space for the walking of the legs of the kohanim, amizev amizev, another amma past each corner. So now nimtza total turns out esim v'arba is makom ma'aracha, the space on the roof of the mizbeach for fires. As we learned, normally there were three fires. On Yom Kippur there were four fires. In the middle of the mizbeach had the big pile of all the ashes, the tapuach. That whole area that had all these structures and fires and ashes was 24 amos by 24 amos. So this is a nice picture. Again, the bottom level was a box of 32 by 32. Mm-hmm. On top of that, a box of 30 by 30. On top of that, a box of 28 by 28. Then on the top, you lose an amma here and an amma here for the two corners. That gives you 26 by 26. So you lose another amma here because of the path next to the corners. So you're down to 24 by 24. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Amar Reb Yossi added, in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach wasn't this big. Mitchila, initially in the first temple, Lohaya Elashmonim, the Esrim al Shmonim the Esrim. The bottom box, the Yesod, wasn't 32 by 32, it was 28 by 28. So now you have to have the same reduction at each level. You have 28 by 28, but then you have to go in an Amma to have the Yesod. So now the next box is going to be 26 by 26, and you go in an Amma to have a Soviv. So the next box is going to be 24 by 24. And you go up to the top, you lose two on each side because of the Kronos. You're down to 22 by 22. Then you lose one on each side because of Makom Hilu Hakonim. So you're left with Makom Hamaracha, the space for the fires, was Esrim al Esrim. Since it initially, Mitchilan, the first Beis HaMikdash, Lohaya L'Shmona of Esrim, 28 by 28. Kones V'Ola V'Midazu. He would go up in this measure, Achinimtsa Makom Hamaracha Esrim al Esrim, so that the spot for the fires was 20 by 20.
But how did they change it from the second bit of God, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Measurements set by Hashem?
Very nice. So apparently, everything is set by Hashem. The Pasuk says that the David HaMelech said, Akol, what was it? Akol b'chsav alai hiskil. Everything was part of a, you know, divine writ, and I was given illumination to understand how to do it. But apparently what was set was the basic form, but not the exact dimensions. You could get bigger as long as you were still the same form. And when they had the second Beis HaMikdash, they also had Nevi'im, which apparently were guided to say that this was okay. So, for example, they had the Nevi'im to identify the spot of the Mizbeach. So we find also that Herod expanded everything. So as long as it was the same ratios, you know, this to this, it was okay, even though the exact dimensions were different. Rukshalu b'nei Agola, when the Jews came from Bavel, then they added to the Mizbeach. Usifu alav arba amos min adarom, the arba amos min amayro. They took the base and they said, instead of it being 28 by 28, we're going to add another four amos on the south, make the south line 32. Another four amos on the west, make the west line 32. Kimin gemi, like the gamma letter, namely like the letter L in Greek. Shenemar, this is based on a pasuk, as it says in the Nevuah of Yechezkel. Boha Ariel, this pasuk is talking about the area of the fires on the Mizbeach, the Ariel. Shteim esrei orech, 12 amos of length, b'shteim esrei rochav, and 12 amos of width, ravua, square. Now, yachol she'enu ela shteim esrei shteim esrei. So maybe that means that the place of the fires is just 12 amos by 12 amos. So kishuam, because the verse then goes on to say, el arbas riva of, to its four corners, to its four quadrants. So that means a corner is 12 by 12. So that means the whole side is actually 24 by 24. That's just measuring from the middle. 12 amos to each direction. So that gives you a total of 24 by 24. All right, that's on top of the Mizbeach. Now, we know this all from earlier sources. The middle of the Mizbeach had a red line painted all around the Mizbeach. Chut shel sikra. There was a line of red, sikra is red, chogro be'emsa, that was like a belt in the middle of the Mizbeach. And the reason for that red line was lahavdu bin adam elyonim adam atachtonim, to tell us, okay, the blood beneath the red line, that's for those karbanos that are supposed to go beneath the chuta sikra, like the ola, the asham, and the shlamim, and the red line, what was above it, is for the blood on top, like the chatas, that's supposed to go above the chut hasikra. Now, the yesod was not a box of 32 by 32. On the south and on the west, it was 32. However, on the north and on the east, there was only one amma worth of yesod on the northern side. The rest was actually flush together with the box that becomes the sovev. And there was only one amma worth of yesod on the eastern side. So Hayasod Hayamahalech Alpnei Kalatzafon Valpnei Kalamarav, the Yesod was on the entire north and on the entire west. Ochal Badarum Amma Achas, in the south it was only one Amma worth of Yesod. Uva Mizrach Ama Achas. And on the east, only one Ama worth of Yesod. So this box wasn't really a square. It was 32 by 32, but then over here, there's only one little bit. Over here, one little bit. And the rest actually was 31 by 31. The other side was 31 by 31. So the Yesod, there was only one little box of Yesod on the south and on the east. Okay, now starting the next part of the Mishnah, which is going to discuss what would happen on the Yesod. Mishnah Beis. Ubikaren Ma'aravis Dromis. In the southwestern corner. So the west has a full, the whole side of the west has the Yesod. The south only has a little block, just for an Amma. On the southwestern corner, Hayushnei Nekavim. There were two holes, Kimin Shnei Chatamin Dakin, like two thin nostrils. Why were these holes there? They were drains. Shadam Manitan al Yisod Ma'arav al Yisod Drami, so that the extra blood of a carbon that's poured on the Yisod, either on the west or on the south, Yarden Bahen would go down into these holes. Umis Arvin Ba'aman, and they would continue until they got to the irrigation canal. There was a canal running on the floor of the Beit HaMikdash, right next to the Mizbeach. So this blood would go into that canal, into that water, and the water would take it out to the east, to Nachal Kidron, to the Kidron Valley. So Yordan Bahen, they would go down into these holes. Umis Arvin Ba'ama, they would mix into the Amma. And thereby they would be taken out, Yotzen L'Nachal Kidron, they would then go out of Beit HaMikdash into the Kidron Valley on the eastern side of Beit HaMikdash, between the Beit HaMikdash and what we today call Harat Sofim, when the Tzeis of the Mishnah was all called Har HaZeitim, Har HaMishra. That entire mountain ridge was called Har HaMishra. That area, well, they had fields there. That's true. Some things were there. Yeah, they used to sell it to the farmers. It was fertilizer. This is, yes. Right.
And from here on, it's being done. Everything to this.
That's right. Wow. Okay, so now we're up to Mishnah Gimel on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Today's Daf at the very top of the page. Okay, Lamata Beritzba, underneath, on the floor, but also Akeren, on that same corner, that is the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Makom Hayasham Amma al Amma. There was a pit that was an Amma by an Amma. Vitavla Shulshayish, with a marble tile on top of it. Vitabaz Haysakvua Bo. And there was a ring in this marble tile. And they could lift up the tile and they'd get into this hole. Shabo Yordim Lashis, and through this they would go down into the, they could get down into the cavity that was underneath the Mizbeach, which is where all the wine would pour down to, the Nesachim. And they would get down there, Umanakin Oso, and they could clean it out, because they didn't want the wine to stay there for too long, because the wine would become gummy, would become fruit leather. And if you had too much of it, it would back up, and then you couldn't pour anything else in the Mizbeach. Everything would spill off. Okay, the Kevesh. Now we go to the ramp. The ramp was this huge structure. Kevesh, Hayaludromo Shom Mizbeach. The ramp was on the southern side of the Mizbeach. This ramp was, Lamed Beis. It was 32 amos long. 32 amos, right? So an amma is a foot and a half at least. We're talking about
50 feet.
Yeah, more even. But it's 50 big.
Feet.
50 feet long ramp.
Should be, because the Mizbeach is 30 feet almost. Mizbeach. The triangle is, they have to walk with all the...
No, the Mizbeach is only 24 by 24 amos on the top. Correct. The height of the Mizbeach...
30 feet.
The height of the Mizbeach is like 11 amos. It's like 15 feet high.
15 feet.
Right? Because an amma, then another 5 amos, yeah. Another 3 amos, and then another place of the Karen. So 11 amos high. So the height of them is, the ramp was 32 amos long, a rochav tezayin, with a width of 16 amos. Now in the ramp, there was a little closet, urevuva. There was this little window, haislo b'maravo, on the western side of the ramp, right next to the body of the mizbeach. So shama yanosnin psule chatasof. If a chatasof became pasul, they would put the birds there and have it wait the night so that it would become disqualified with lina, because it wasn't respectful to just take what was once a carbon and right away destroy it. They would wait till it slept over the night and then they could destroy it. Right now, Mishnah Dalet. Echad Avnei HaKevesh. How would they build the Mizbeach? So whether it's the stones for the ramp, Echad Avnei HaMizbeach, or the stones for the Mizbeach, there were two laws. Number one, they couldn't be touched by metal, and they couldn't be cut by anything. So they would come from this place called Bik'at Beit HaKerem, Bik'at Beit Karem. V'chofrim l'mata me'abasula. They would dig underneath bedrock, underneath the spot that had never been touched. U'mevi'en misham, they bring from there avanim shlemos, complete stones. That number one, Shalohunaf Alehem Barzel, metal had never been waved over them. Shabarzel Posel Benegia, because metal disqualifies just with touch. Bepekima Lechol Davar, and even if it gets damaged by anything else, cut by anything else, it is also not kosher. Divgma Achas Mehen, let's say you have a stone that's not whole anymore, it gets damaged. So hipsula, this stone is now disqualified. You have to remove it, and replace it with a whole stone, the kulin kshedos. All the other stones of the mizbeach are kasha. What's that?
That worm or something?
The shamir, yes. The shamir is what we cut it. That's right. The shamir. The Rambam says that they could also, in the second temple, they used to bring stones from the ocean. The water can smooth the stone, so that's okay too. The water smooths it out. Okay, I guess we would use probably high-speed water hoses. Something like that. All right, now they would paint the Mizbeach twice a year. Umlabdin Osun, they would use cement to make it all white. Pamayim b'shana, twice here. Achas b'Pesach, once on Pesach, and not exactly on Pesach, like right before Pesach, in honor of Pesach. The achas b'Pesach, b'chag, the other time exactly on Sukkot. Pam achas b'Pesach, right.
But it would always be the same color, right?
Always white. White, and then that little red string, or little bit of red. And this Be'ach itself was covered with copper, yeah, but it was painted white. The copper was painted white. Top, I think, though, was still copper. Rabbi Omer, v'ahechal, now, in terms of the hechal, the area of the Kodesh, that would, the walls would also be painted with, you know, cement, pamachas, once a year, and that was in Pesach. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, besides painting it with sid, with cement, kol erev Shabbos, which they did twice a year before Pesach, before Sukkot, every Friday melab nosav mappa, they make it all white by using a towel, b'pnei adam, because of all the blood that was thrown on the walls of the mizbeach. Now lo ayasadin oso bekapes shel barzel, when they would paint it, they didn't use a metal. What do they call it? Spatula. Metal trowel. Shema Yiga, because maybe the metal will touch the stones, but you've still disqualified them. And here's the reason why. Shabarzel Nivra Lakatzer Yamav Shal Adam. Hashem created iron and metal to make weapons that reduce a person's life. V'mizbeach nivra, and the altar was created. V'harich yamav shel adam, to garner atonement and thereby extend a person's life. Eino b'din, it's not right. Sheyunach hamakatzer al hamaarich, that which weakens and shortens life should be waived on that which extends and elongates life. What's that?
It's extremely difficult.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, but it's not. It's because when I got to the last step and then it keeps on saying no internet connection.
Oh. Maybe we should bring another router here into this room or something.
Try again.
The internet connection's too weak.
Tried four times. It didn't work. Now it's working.
Oh, good. Okay, go for it.
It's on.
Okay. Welcome, Paul. We are up to Mishnah Hey here on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We were talking about the Mizbeach and the ramp and how the Mizbeach would be painted twice a year. Now we talk about the area to the north of the Mizbeach, what we call the Beis HaMitbachayim, the area of the slaughtering. There were rings attached to the floor to the north of the Mizbeach. Shisha Starim Shal Arba Arba, either six rows of four rings apiece. Yeshomim, others say it was Arba, four rows, Shal Sheshesh, of six rings apiece. Shalei and Shochna Sakachim, on these rings, they would restrain the animals and shech them for the karbanos, as we saw that the Tamat Shal Shachar was on the second northwest ring, and the Tamat Shal Ben Arbayim was on the second northeastern ring. Beis HaMitbachayim, Ayilutzvon Shal Mizbeach, this whole area, the Beis HaMitbachayim was to the north of the Mizbeach, V'alav, right past the rings, you had Shmona Amudim Nanasim, eight small pillars of stone. Exactly, so eight midget pillars. Urevian shel erez al gaben. Each of the midget pillars had a square of cedar. V'nkloyo shel barzel yikvun behen, with iron rings in them. Shlosh hastarim hayu l'chalecha v'yechad, three rings on each side. Shebehen tolin umavshitin al shulchano shel shayish shebein amudim. They would hang the animals on the rings, as we learned, and they would skin it using also the marble tables that were between each pillar. So they would have the animal up on the ring and then part of it on the table, and they'd be cutting it off to the table. Mishnah Vav. Now the kior. Ha-kior ha-yabena ulam ha-mizbeach. The kior, the special sink, was past the Mizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, over here towards the south. U'mashul klapi adarom, pull towards the south. Now, what's this area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Ben Ulam and the Mizbeach was Esamushtayim Amos, 22 Amos. And then you had the steps leading up to the Ulam. U'shtayim Esayim Amos Ayusham. There were 12 steps going into the Ulam. Now, these steps were not like the other steps in the Beis HaMikdash. The other steps in the Beis HaMikdash were half an amma up, then half an amma in, another half amma up, half amma in. But here it was different. Ruma lochatzi amma, each step was half an amma up, but in terms of going in, it was not just half an amma going in. The shulcha amma, the width of the step was a full amma, but not all of them. Out of the 12 steps, step number 4, step number 7, and step number 12 were different. Step number 4 and 7 were 3 amos long. Step number 12 was 4 amos long. So the Mishnah says, you had step number 1, an amma long, right? Half amma up, then an amma wide. Amma, then step number 2 is again, half amma up, and an amma wide. And then Virovad Shalosh. When you got to step number 4, at that point, so it was Amma, so you had an Amma wide for one, Amma wide for two, Amma wide for three. For Rovad, when you got to step number four, that was Shalosh. That was actually three Amos wide. Rovad is a reference to a floor of stones. So that's a reference to the fourth stone, because that was the fourth step was very wide. It's already called a floor. Then again you had Amma, step number five was an Amma, step number six was an Amma, Verova, then another floor of again Shalosh of three Amos. And then Ve'elyona, then you had the eighth step, and then another Amma for the ninth, and the tenth, and the 11th, and then finally the 12th step, Rovad, that floor was four Amos. Yeah, there were landings, right? So you had three steps, a landing, two steps, a landing, four steps, and another big, big landing. Rabbi Yudam Rida says, El Yona, the top group of steps was Amma, Amma, Verovat, Chamesh. So the eighth step, the ninth step, the tenth step, the 11th step, each of them were an Amma, and then the 12th step, that landing was five Amos. Okay, we're up to Mishnah Zion here on Daf Lamed Vav
Lamed Aleph. The steps with the landing were all straight. It's not like there was a set of steps and then you turn it to go onto another step. They're all straight.
Straight, yes.
What was the point of making so many landings?
Again, I think that the point of the landings is to make it impossible to run up.
Yeah.
Because if you're running, you need a certain consistency. If suddenly it gets bigger, you have to go slowly. So going slowly is a way to give honor. We found in the archaeology on the southern side, that they have steps like this. There's like two, three steps, and there's a landing, another two, three steps, a landing, even though that's not the Ulam. That was all the way on the southern side. The family is also to go into the Temple Mount. Pischo shel Ulam, the entrance of the Ulam was very, very big, as we've learned. Gavo arboim amos, 40 amos tall. Virachvo esrim amos, 20 amos wide. Now, on top of the Ulam, they had these beams, as decorative beams, five decorative beams. V'chamesh mal tero'o shel melas hayu al gabav. Above the entrance of the Ulam, there were these five beams that were decorative. They were both to support the building. Melas is a type of cedar. They make out of it comes the afatzin, the gall nuts. And it was very, very wide. So you had one beam that was a little bit wider than the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. Hatachtona odefes al pesach amma. So the bottom one was an amma larger than the entrance of the ulam. Amma mizab, amma mizab. Remember, the entrance of the ulam was 40 amos tall and 20 amos wide. So the bottom beam was 22 amos long. An amma longer on this side, an amma longer on this side. Shalomali men above that, oh, that was a le'am mizev am mizev. It was 24 amos, because there was an amma taller than this on this side, an amma taller than this side. Nimtza Yisrael Yonah Shloshim amma, the top one was already 30 amos. And v'nidbach shalavanim ha'yu ben kol achas v'achas, there was a row of stones between each of these decorated beams. Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah of the parak. Unklunso shel erez ha'yu kvu'im mikaslo shel heicha lekaslo shel ulam. There were beams of cedar established from the wall of the heichal to the wall of the ulam up on the top, kadesh lo yivayit, so that the building not collapse in itself to support it. It shouldn't fall in. Now, besides that, on top of the ulam, sharshro shel zav ayukvuim betikras ulam, there were chains of gold attached to the roof of the ulam. Shebehen pirchei kuna olim v'yironis ha'ataris. The pirchei kuna used to climb these chains up to the roof, and in the roof they used to look at these beautiful crowns that were towards the top of the ulam. These were two crowns in these windows in the top of the ulam, between the ulam and the heichal, and they used to admire them. Shenema, that's what the pasuk says. And Hashem told Zachariah Navi that they should make these crowns and put them there on the on the windows going up at the top here, right? You have this huge ulam at the very top leading to the heichal. They had windows where they would have these crowns, and these were in honor of the donors to the Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk says, "Va'ataros tiyeh l'chalom." You're going to have these crowns, and they are for people. They're for these following people: Chelem and Tovia and Yedaya and Chen Ben Tzfanya leZikaron beHeichal Hashem, to remember them in Hashem's temple. So they had plaques of sorts. I mean, they didn't have the names, but they had crowns for these people. Gefen shel zav vayso medes al pischo shel heichal. Now, on the entrance of the heichal, there was a golden, vineyard, a golden vine. Umudla gabi klunsos. It was put on top of a trellis. Kol mishu misnadiv adla. When a person would come and donate a golden leaf, or gargir, or a golden grape, or eshkol, or a golden cluster of grapes, maybe v'tola ba, would bring it. They would hang it on top of the heichal. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Maisai. There was once a story. We saw this in Tamid. It's an exaggeration. V'nimnu aleh shalosh meos kohanim. It took 300 kohanim to take down all the gold that was there. Okay, now starting daf lamid vav amud beis. Pischo shel heichal, the entrance of the heichal. Gavo esrim amos was 20 amos tall. V'rachvo esrim amos and 10 amos wide. V'arbad lasos hayulo. It actually had four doors. Shtayim bifnim. Two doors on the inside. Shtayim bachutz and two outside. So. No, a regular coin can go into the Heichal. To do the menorah, to do the ketores. No, only the coin can go into the Kodesh HaKodashim.
But that was in the beyond the Heichal.
That's right.
It was in the
west.
Ulam
is in front of this. Ulam is in front of the Heichal.
But it was in the same building.
Exactly. So now as the pasuk says, Shtayim dlasas leheichal v'lakodesh. Two sets of doors for the Heichal and the Kodesh. Achitzon and Niftachos L'tocha Pesach. The outer doors would open into this doorway. L'chasos uvyo shel kosel, to cover the thickness of the wall. L'apnimios niftachos l'tocha bayis. L'chasos achran t'lasos. The inner doors would open up inside the structure to cover the wall that were at the sides of the heichal. Shakala, sides of the doorway. Shakala bayis tauch bezav. All the walls of the heichal were covered with gold. Chutz me'achar at lasos, except for the area behind the doors. Once the doors were open, you didn't need to cover them with gold, because anyway, this area was covered. Rabbi Yudom Rabbi says, Besocha Pesach hayu omdos. All four doors used to open into the area of the doorway, and they would cover the wall. Actually, the doors would fold through a hinge. Ukimin itztrima hayu, and the doors used to fold in the middle, so they were combined with a hinge. Okay, ukimin itztrima hayu. They were a type of hinge. Vinikfalas lacharei, and they would fold to their back. Elu shtei amos umechza, here 2.5 amos. Elu shtei amos umechza, here 2.5 amos. Chatzi ama mezuzah mikan. V'chatzi ama mezuzah mikan. Half an ama of the doorway from here, half an ama of the doorway from here. Shneim, as it says, v'shtayim t'lasos l'tlasos, shtayim musabos t'lasos, shtayim l'delas achas, u'shtei t'lasos l'acheres. Okay, stop here and continue next Mishnah tomorrow.